An extension of Sydney's lockdown is looking increasingly likely. The Premier says she wants the current stay-at-home order to be the state's last. But parents are worried that children will be forced back into home learning next week when holidays end. In the meantime, the state's chief health officer is urging those who need it to get outdoors and enjoy the winter sun. A very different approach to the harsher restrictions imposed by other states. David Lipson reports.
2 weeks since it became clear Sydney had a problem, the state's chief health officer, Kerry Chant, says serious cases of COVID are starting to emerge.
Currently have 26 COVID patients that have been admitted to hospital. Of these patients, 6 are in ICU, 2 whom are ventilated.
18 new cases were recorded yesterday. 2 of them were in the community for longer than a day while infectious. The question now is whether the lockdown will end as planned at midnight on Friday. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she hopes to have an answer tomorrow. In the meantime, she's laying the ground for possible bad news.
What we're experiencing with this strain is something new during the pandemic. It's not something we've seen before, and that's why it requires a different type of response. We only intend for this lockdown to be the only lockdown we go through, and that will factor into our decision making as to whether it finishes on Friday or whether we continue for a period longer.
That seems to suggest decision makers would prefer to keep this lockdown going rather than risk an on-again, off-again lockdown scenario.
Now, the lockdown is having its desired effect to date, no doubt about that. But it's still concerning that a number of cases are remaining infectious in the community for that period of time.
School students are set to return from holidays next week, and parents are hanging out to know whether they'll be forced into homeschooling once more.
No one wants to be going through this. Teachers don't want to be going through this. Parents don't want to be going through this.
President of the New South Wales Teachers Federation, Angelo Gavrilatos, hopes if schools remain closed, it'll only be those in the worst affected local government areas or LGAs.
We don't know exactly what the government's intention is, but we would assume that there will be variations with respect to the restrictions that apply in schools, consistent with variations that may apply in LGAs.
Almost half of all New South Wales teachers are under the age of 40 and therefore ineligible to be vaccinated. He wants an exception.
37 young people aged 10 to 19 have contracted this latest variant of COVID, and some 25 under the age of 10. Children not only contract but transmit it. Schools are very complex places. They are places where you can have up to 1,000 or more students and another 100 adults or more in an enclosed environment. Practicing social distancing is very, very difficult in a school setting. For those reasons alone, teachers must be prioritised.
At least one school has been prioritised. The exclusive St Joseph's College has confirmed its request to vaccinate 160 students was granted by New South Wales Health, citing its boarding school residents from rural, remote and Indigenous communities. In a statement, Headmaster Ross Tarlington said,
"Acknowledging that the college does not determine vaccination priority, it welcomed the opportunity to offer the vaccine for students given the approvals provided and for the reasons listed above."
New South Wales Health says while it agreed to vaccinate Indigenous students, an error led to the others being given the green light. The bulk of Sydney residents face a nervous wait for their vaccines. With no sign, case numbers are taking a dive. As such, the chair of epidemiology at Deakin University, Professor Catherine Bennett, believes there's little chance the lockdown will be lifted.
I'd be surprised if it didn't continue. I think what we have seen is a continuing, though smaller number of cases that are still out in the community for more than one day of their infectious period. And that was the challenge. That's the reason you went into lockdown in the first place in New South Wales.
The Sydney lockdown hasn't been as onerous as other states. Non-essential retail has remained open. Beaches and parks have been busy. Masks are not mandatory outdoors. And the chief health officer is even encouraging people to get outside.
If you need to get out of the house, it's much better to go and walk around, to enjoy the outdoor environments, to enjoy our winter, which for many parts of the world would be their summer. enjoy that environment rather than being tempted to have visitors over to your home or do any other more risky activities.
That's a very different approach to other states like Victoria, which limited travel to 5 kilometres from home. Catherine Bennett says the risk of infection outdoors is low.
I do think we kind of overmanage outdoor exposure in a way that comes potentially with its own costs.
And she warns overcooking the dangers of fleeting or stranger-to-stranger transmission could be doing more harm than good.
It might drive people into their own home, and they're either then isolating in ways they don't need to that extent, or they are bringing other people into their home, which is actually far more risky than doing anything together outdoors.
Deakin University's Professor Catherine Bennett, our reporter there, David Lipson.